South Africa's power utility says it has run out of money to buy diesel for critical backup power plants, forcing the government to find emergency funding or risk even more severe load rolling blackouts. But economists say the more logical thing to do here is for Eskom to cut its costs. Davi Ruet, chief economist at Efficient Group, joins us now to make sense of this. Thank you so much for your time, Davi. So I actually had a conversation with the COO of Eskom the other day, Jan Oberholzer. And of course, to mitigate load shedding, Eskom has to use these gas turbines that use diesel, which is quite expensive. So he mentioned that the target for the year for diesel usage was 6.1 billion. And then that was revised up to 11.1 billion. But that was exceeded in the first 7 months of this of the financial year. How much anxiety does this induce?
Well, I can tell you, I am extremely concerned about this. I've done some rough calculations, and for one, the South African economy is unlikely to be able to grow faster than 1.5% or maybe 2% simply because we don't have enough electricity.
Yeah.
So that is a significant constraint to the economy. And I'm not even talking about some other hiccups along the way. But just because we don't have enough electricity means that we're not going to grow faster than 1.5% or perhaps 2%. And keep in mind that the population is growing currently at about 1.5%. So clearly, we're not going to make any progress. In fact, if you analyze the economic data, if there are a couple of blackouts or so-called load shedding, you can see that in economic statistics straight away. And I'm speaking to international investors, and one of the biggest concerns that they have is that they can't invest in a country if they don't know whether they will be able to have electricity to produce whatever they want to produce. But, you know, this whole issue about Eskom is much wider than this, because what we have here, we have an organization called Eskom. They owe 400 billion rand. They are financially totally unstable. They simply cannot repay their debt. And what beats me is that this bankrupt organization, because it's a bankrupt organization, just gave their workers a 7% increase. I just cannot understand this. A 7% increase, who allowed that to happen? In fact, there are too many people that currently work at Eskom. So what we need to do, we actually, if this was a private sector company, you will put it in business rescue, you will liquidate it, you will try to sell the assets, you will do whatever you can to make sure that the business goes on as long as possible. But certainly giving the workers a 7% increase shouldn't be part of the plan. Nevertheless, the problem is now we ran out of money, or Eskom ran out of money. We don't have electricity, the economy is suffering, and we have to make a plan, some sort of plan. And the only money that we can get is probably get from the Minister of Finance or from
Treasury. Yeah. It's quite a sad state of affairs, because I talk to the CEOs of different companies every day, and they're talking about the cost impact of load shedding to the point where a lot of companies now are now having to cut their production for their products in order to mitigate, to shield their operations from the effects of Eskom. And also Pepco today was talking about the sentiment that when there's load shedding, customers don't want to go out to the shopping centres because it's dark. So just looking at a kind of low-hanging fruit that Eskom has is obviously knocking on the energy regulator NERSA's door. What then does NERSA have to take into consideration now if Eskom goes knocking on their door?
The thing is, we are so deep in trouble here, we don't even need NERSA. I think we simply have to take NERSA out of this equation. NERSA, what we have to understand, we have a company here that is bankrupt. We have a company here that is being led by the workers, is being blackmailed by the workers. We know that. We know there has been sabotage if the workers don't get their way. There are too many people. The cost at Eskom is unsustainable. We have to cut back on the cost. We have to close down that needs to be closed down. And we have to sell many of these assets off to the private sector and get the private sector to participate. We have to understand that a lack of electricity is going to undermine, it's already undermining economic growth in South Africa, but it's going to lead to other shortages. For example, if we don't have electricity, the refineries in South Africa can't work properly. And that means a lack of things like, for example, diesel eventually. So this is a big, major issue. This is an emergency situation. And I don't think we should be playing around with things like, for example, NASA or political issues. So that's just not the way to approach this. That's not. We have got an emergency here, and we have to treat this as an emergency. The economy is not going to grow. We will see a further increase in unemployment and poverty. We have very high levels of poverty as it is, and unemployment And I can tell you, we're sitting here in South Africa with a toxic mix, and things can go horribly wrong. We have to understand this, and we have to start with somebody with political will and a political power enough to make the necessary decisions. And it doesn't seem as if we've got that.
Yeah, necessary decisions. And of course, one of the options that you say is private sector participation, but also cutting costs. And I'm wondering when, if they decide to go for the cost cutting direction, how far would that have to go?
Well, I can remember reading a report by the World Bank, but it's a couple of years ago, so I don't know what's the most recent number. There are approximately 45,000 people working in Eskom. My rough guess is that we will have to cut back the workforce at Eskom between 10 and 20,000. And it's easy to say that. The answers to these sort of questions are easy. The difficult part is actually implementing that. That's the difficult part. If this was the private sector company, the private sector, that specific company, would have been liquidated a long time ago. And the real irony, what is happening in South Africa, is these state-owned enterprises are being privatized. They are actually being privatized. For example, we are currently privatizing the post office because the post office is just not functioning anymore. The private sector is taking over those functions. The same is going to happen with Eskom. That's inevitable. Accept that and work in that direction. Don't fight it, because Wede Mantas, for example, is fighting the inevitable. And the inevitable is that the private sector, if we want the electricity, the private sector will have to provide that. Exactly the same happened to South African Airways. Exactly the same is happening basically to the local authorities. We are privatizing everything in South Africa because of bad political leadership primarily.
Yeah, indeed, a lot of structural issues that Eskom needs to attend to there. I mean, the last time I spoke to Jan Oberholzer, he was telling us that municipalities owe Eskom over 52 billion rand. So, of course, now the question is, how do you recover those costs? How do you move forward?
That's an excellent point that you're making here, because the president and the premier of Gauteng also indicated that they would like to see some of the local authorities that they've been written off. Yeah. I mean, that's the worst thing that you can say. You cannot allow for this. When will we get political leaders that take responsibility for the mess in which we are?
Yeah, indeed. Well, we will be keeping a close eye on those developments. Thank you so much for your time and that sobering talk. Davi Roth is the chief economist at the Efficient Group.